when I push mute, can you hear my music? A different device. Welcome to the show. Did it notify you that I was on? Or did you just see it? Welcome everyone. I am Poetic, and you have joined the Holy Truth Podcast. I decided to do an impromptu show. Usually I would schedule a show and threw it on schedule and probably do some live readings and have a topic, yet today I just decided to, why not? Let's go. So I have other music on at my house, so I don't know if that's what it is, but let me see. How's that? Is that better? Cool. This music is an amazing gift from the crazy motherfucker. He used to be on here, and before I knew, I know, right? And so before I knew who he was, like, in person, and I don't know really in person, but before I knew exactly who he was, he offered to do some music for me because I did a reading for him. Little did I know, he's produced music for movies and stuff, I believe, and or something like high up, and I'm like, oh wow, he made me music. But he's a busy guy. Let's see what card you got. Are you having a tower moment, Rob? Before I even got to shuffle, the card jumped out, and it is the Tower. And you know me and tarot, it's a brand new deck, and I've been wanting this deck for so long, so I'm still learning the tarot cards. But this deck, it's called the Light Seer's Tarot, and it has the description of the deck in the picture, but I already knew what the tower is. It's a very, you know, popular card. You must realize, I'll send you a picture of this one. Because I could find that I have 5 actual tarot decks and then 15 oracle decks. And I have not touched the archetype deck yet. I'm reading on it still, and I'm not going to use that deck until I have read through the book. But your tower moment, it has the squirrel, and he's in the darkness, and he's looking up at all this chaos going around him, and there's butterflies, and you realize, you know, okay, there is some beauty in the crazy chaos that's going on. An ending means a beginning too, right? So he's in like the shadow of this chaos, but right next to him there are his two little nuts. He's just ignoring those and focused on the chaos So take your moment and step back and allow the chaos to happen. You know, same thing with the butterfly. It's insanity in that cocoon before he is birthed into the butterfly, right? So try to take the different perspective. Take a moment. Do whatever self-care you need to do, whether it be going for a hike or watching some football or whatever it may be. Do something for you. Spoil yourself a little bit. And well, if you're OCD, Rob, and cleaning is how you spoil yourself, handle it. But yeah, whatever you gotta do. I will take a picture of this card and send it to you. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining. I see Ninja and Lou and Mr. A come in. Lynn Ann, welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. I am Poetic, and we're just doing a few little readings and having some discussions about what we're going through. I did a quick little birthday reading privately for Miss Ninja, and I hope she enjoyed that one. I am sending the card to Rob, and then we'll get, I think we're going to have to get little Lyric, and then we'll see if we can shuffle some cards. Let's see. Let me send this real quick before I forget. Alright, so there's that. Back to the chat. Thank you, Dante. Thank you, everyone, for liking the show, and no problem. When I'm connected to you as a friendship or whatever, it's not work. It's a token of thanks and love, I guess. So we'll get the we'll shuffle. Give me a moment, little mama's waking up, and believe Lou, I'm gonna pull you one card and only one card. And if you'd like to get a reading, you know you can. We can discuss that. But I'm going to just pull one card. She's over there moving. I think she's kind of face. She's in love with Minnie Mouse, you guys. Just saying. She's going to be totally in love with everything Minnie. And she wouldn't even relax earlier. She was staring at her Minnie Mouse blanket. It was so cute. And she has the cutest smile. She just looks at you with a smile. And yeah, it's all good. Okay. Give me a moment. I'm going to set her up so she's watching me. Because she had a nice long nap. She ate, so she's not hungry, but she'll sit here and get back and watch while we do this, okay? And so again, I'll take a picture of you guys at the Light Seer's Tarot, and it's in a few of the cards. I really like this deck because I'm not as comfortable with the tarot cards as I am with the oracle cards. Ooh, she's trying to sit up and watch me. I got her leaning on a pillow, and she's like trying to sit up even more. Little Miss Lyric's trying to learn how to read the tarot already. I may have to go out and grab my little wrap and wrap her up. And have her sit here with me because she is so trying to sit up. Oh, thank you so much, Rob. I appreciate that. All right, so let's get one card for Lou. Let's see if we can get some. Can you hear my music in the background? Not this music, hold on. Can you hear the other music? Okay, it's just in the background a little bit. it keeps me calm. So if you guys like, I'll turn it up a little bit in a moment. But we're trying to pull one card for Lou. We're just shuffling. As long as I'm connected with your energy, Lou, take a deep breath and we'll pull the message you need to. There we go. Let's see. The Hierophant. And he's sitting there laughing and having a blast, it looks like. Okay? I'm going to look him up. And again, you guys, we're just practicing with these cards today because I'm still learning the exact meanings of the tarot. I like my oracle cards better. We'll get to those too, though. So it was sideways. So I don't know if you want to see it as the reverse or as the upright, but, as you search for your truth, you create frameworks of belief that help you expand your consciousness and ground your faith into reality. That's the light side. In shadow, let's see. In shadow, it's outdated systems of thinking, rebelling against societal norms, a need to connect with source. So you're stuck in the middle, maybe. You're not sure which way to go right now. It was sideways. So then maybe you feel you are balanced between the two. Just because there's a stairway going up to the light when it is upright, or it would be stairs going downward, right? If it was reversed, but it's just straight across and balanced. But you're not content with that. She's all slid down. You want answers that you're not getting from both sides. That's where you've got to find your own truth, Lou. We all live according to this physical realm, right? But we all have our own unique perspective and truth. So realize that, yeah, you can follow another person's path. You can listen to other follower or other guides or higher powers or whatever it may be. You can seek out all you want outside from yourself. You won't find the answer you need until you go within. And that journey, and this may be your spiritual journey too, honey, is intense. And yeah, you see people, there's that facade of, oh, you go on the spiritual journey and it's light and love and happiness and joy and yay. It's crazy dark at times. Crazy dark. And you have some twisted ways of thinking. The human mind can trick us so bad. Just try to take a step back. Again, it's all about your perspective. Today is perspective is key. I did a couple like spreads for myself and it's like how I see things is what's holding me back. So take a second and shift that perspective. Or see it from only yours and accept it. It's okay. If that's how it feels for you, then that's okay. You don't have to live according to somebody else's rules. As long as you're not hurting yourself or anybody else, you are okay. Okay? Lyric smiled at that one. Well, good. And don't let your thoughts hurt you either. Again, there's something that I sent to Miss Ninja. Let me see, because I don't remember exact. It is. Words are spells, vows are spells, poems are spells, your thoughts, your texts, your mail, your email, your conversations, everything is a spell. You mold your world with every spell that you cast. You are a magician. So the thoughts, we're going to have emotions and we're going to have feelings. Don't stay consistently on the negative. Allow it to flow. And if it doesn't feel good, step out of that subject. Get yourself on a different subject or get something that'll take your mind off of that subject to where you are in a better vibration. Does that make sense? Hopefully. Good, I'm glad. Welcome, crazy lady. You've made it to the Holy Shift podcast. I don't always go live, but you've caught me today. I made it. I'm going to try to do these more often and start to do more collaborations with certain people. I've had, I'm not sure. Ninja may remember her, but there was Motives Tarot. She used to be on here, I believe, in 2020. She has known how to do tarot since she was a very small child. Her mom and grandma read tarot, and she could read the tarot with playing cards, which I find absolutely fascinating. But Linga was talking yesterday and it kind of was like, okay, it may not be as hard as I am making it out to be. But anyways, she is on TikTok and she is able to go live and do all those. And so I was thinking about, she was asking me to do collaborations with her so that I can bring up some followers on TikTok because I just started and all that. But collaborations are amazing. Connecting energy and being able to get different perspectives. Again, there's that word. Different perspectives in a reading is amazing. I've done that a couple times and it's interesting. I have allowed before my insecurities to get the best of me when that happened. So I have backed out of a lot of collaborations, but yeah, things are shifting a lot. That whole energy shift thing is real and it's not a circle. The ego does one a lot. It is the Libra part of me as well. I overthink things. Things have been shifting and that is a big thing with me in this last couple years is that it's not a circle. Life is not a circle. It's not a circle of life. It's a spiral. It's a never-ending spiral. We don't start at one spot and end in this circle of life. You know, we were kind of programmed to think that there's life and then there's death and that's the circle. But it's a spiral. We consistently evolve and grow and gain lessons for our higher selves in each physical lifetime. And our souls evolve and grow on the spiritual, astral, energetic plane as well, whatever you'd like to call it. Again, I'd just like to say a lot of different things out there. Religion, spiritualities, belief systems are so in alignment with each other once you take out the picture of it, you know, the outside picture of things, you get deeper and you look into the basis of things. And there's so many similarities in all of these. It's okay because we are all unique. We all have each unique fingerprints. We are all unique individuals. We are all going to have our own unique path and our own unique visions and our own unique journeys. What works for one person that wants to go down this same exact journey that you're on won't work for that other person. Even though it comes to the same conclusion, it's not going to be the same journey. We've got to be aware of that when we're talking to other people, to our children, to those who look up to us, whether they're our kids or not, whether they're just, you know, a friend. It's okay. Somebody else's feelings and emotions on a certain thing, if it's not in alignment with yours, it is okay. That's the beauty of this world. I welcome all of you. I appreciate you all for joining me to this wonderful podcast, the Holy Shift podcast, whole energy shift, because holy shit, it gets intense, you guys. I try not to cuss as much on here, but you know, authenticity comes through. If anybody is wanting a card, just let me know. I was pulling from the Light Seers tarot and kind of learning the tarot. Anybody that knows me knows that we are all powerful, and I will give you guys credit. I would not be able to pull the cards for you if you didn't allow me to connect with your energy. We are all capable of doing this for ourselves. We can all get the messages. Sometimes it's just nice to get confirmation from other people. Yeah. Little Miss is getting upset, but we will make something happen. All right, so give me one moment, and we'll definitely get that. We definitely did connect, Rob. Sometimes, most times, energy will pull you where you're needed to be, whether it be just a moment in time that you'll meet that person, or if you'll make a connection for a long period of time. You'll be drawn where you're supposed to be. She needed a little snack. So we're going to try this a little differently since I can't really shuffle. I have the cards kind of spread out on the desk in front of me. Yes, she then got... She is anointed for Reiki, you guys. She has been attuned for Reiki while she was in the womb, which is quite awesome. I loved that. I was asked if, because I went to the class and the gal was very intrigued, and she said, "Do you mind if I anoint or attune your daughter with Reiki?" I said, please. Before that, I had had people say that she was a healer. So, I mean, it's just confirmation. So, crazy. Miss Crazy Lady. I have the card spread across the desk. She is one of our star babies. Oops, one moment. She almost choked, but then she's like, wait a minute, I'm not done. All right, I got my hand going across the cards. And you tell me when to stop. Okay. So, Seven of Cups. So, and it was reversed. And it looks like all the cups are upside down. And there's little ladders. If yours, I think we're connected on one of the Instagram or something, right? I will send you a picture. So it was reversed, and he looks like very confused on which one he wants to pick. He's touching one. He's like not sure if that's the one he wants. We're gonna read. But Seven of Cups is emotions, and they're all upside down. Yet look at the reversal. So they would be right side up. Let's see. I like learning, you guys. You've got options, but you're. You're blocked by indecision. You're fearful of making the wrong choice and it's overwhelming. When you daydream your way into the future, the book says, the options that you have in front of you can feel both under and overwhelming. The path from A to Z is often nebulous. I'm going to have to look the meaning up of that word. And life can present itself like a game of chutes and ladders. That's what that is. That bring you down only to lift you up. Ask yourself, take a moment, okay? The shadow side of the card, the shadow seer. Ask yourself what options honestly stand in front of you. Because you know that you can clear out several of those choices quickly. You know instantly, intuitively that they are not for you. So try to clear out everybody else's opinion of why you should choose this or choose that or choose this. And if even if it's Ross, sorry Ross, if you hear me, take a moment and choose what is best for you. You already know intuitively when you look at the choices or the options, the paths, whatever you want, the way you look at it, which ones won't work for you. So how about start there? Just cross those off. You can't figure out which one will work. Figure out for sure, you know already which ones won't. Then you're able to choose what you need. I love these cards. I'm so glad I got this deck, you guys. Do you have this deck, Crazy Lady? It's the Light Seer's Tarot. It's so beautiful. It's by Chris Ann. I got it a few, about a week and a half ago. I've been playing with it, but I haven't really done a big spread because, again, my insecurity of the tarot. Welcome. Welcome, King, to the Holy Shift podcast. How is everybody doing? Again, yes, I know. It's that balance that I'm trying to find as that Libra in the scales, you know, of allowing the ego to get out of the way, but being balanced with spirit as well. Overthinking things, the Libra in me. So let's see what I can do. I think I turned off call-ins, but if anybody would like to call in, I'll turn that on now. I don't know. If you would like a card or if anybody is in here and is interested in getting a card, or if you have a question, we can talk about any topic you would like that you think that I would have some good input on. If not, we'll find our way back to Milt Dog's podcast. Is he going to go again, you guys? Do we know? Ooh, I might grab the bowl. Who wants to hear the singing bowl? I know. Yes, Julian. Oh, Lou. I meant to say hi, Julian. Welcome, Julian. I am poetic. And Lou, he probably is. You got your bowl as well? I have the two, and my son does the smaller metallic bowl way better than I can. So I did do a quick sound bowl meditation the other day. Me and my son did it. Give me one moment and I will get it ready. Little Lyric is very intrigued on what mom is doing right now. I'm going to have to get the wrap on so we can do this. I would love to get a set. So, like, I don't know if you guys are on my Instagram. If you are not on my Instagram, please connect. All you do is type whole E shift, WHOLEESHIFT, whole E shift. And that is on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and poetic underscore holy shift is on TikTok. But the bowls that I have, or the bowl that I have, is for the heart chakra, I believe. My son got that one for me, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I love the tone. As soon as I can get baby girl in the wrap, then we'll do this. Wow, $750. Yeah, they're expensive. They can get really expensive. It all depends on where you get them from and the size and what they're made out of. She's got gas. She just finished eating. She fell asleep and she let go and everything. So she's just wanting to be attached. But yeah, the singing bowls are absolutely amazing energetically, but they are quite expensive. Right? So the one I got, I'll play it for you. And again, check out my Instagram and you can see what the bowls look like that I have. There's Tibetan singing bowls on my Pandora right now that Lyric staring at. But you can see my bowl. I want to get the whole set because I'm assuming that since this one is green and it's of the heart chakra, I believe. So there's probably six more, seven more, depending on how many chakras they include. Because there is a some people say there's not just the seven in our bodies, but there's also the solar chakra, which is the one that connects your body and energy with the universe, and an earth star chakra that connects your body or energy with the earth plane that we are on. And I find that quite interesting too. So I wonder if they believe. I'm sorry, all the shuffling. I'm trying to get this wrap on while I'm, so we can do the bowls. I wonder how many bowls that they got with that company that he got this one from. She is sucking on her fingers. She likes sucking on her fingers. Let's see how this works, Mama. You gonna be happy? We'll see how this works, guys. I wish you could see what I'm doing right now. It's quite interesting. Yes, and Lingo was talking when he was on his pod and I did the bowl. He was talking about how when you are doing the bowls and your energy is a little imbalanced, then the frequency of sound is going to be a little shaky. So let's see. Lyric's staring at the bowl already. She's like, Mom, what are you doing? Thank you for joining me. You have came to the Holy Shift podcast. I am your host, Poetic. I am an intuitive card reader, a light and energy worker, and whatever else you guys would like to call me. I just don't call me late for dinner. Anyways, I do readings. I do, I guess, coaching, you would like to say. You can contact me at wholeeshift.com, wholeeshift.com. All of my links would be in the upper right-hand corner, I believe, to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I have yet to put my TikTok link up there, but that will be coming soon. If you would like a reading, there are ways to connect to get a reading on that site. I will do sample one card readings here if I am called to do so here on the podcast on Podbean. Live shows only. Hopefully I can get things together to go live on with the CE Rob, to go live on Instagram and eventually on TikTok when I get enough followers to do readings on there as well. So if you know anybody interested in energy, frequency, spirituality, anything that I talk about, it's all connected. Send them my way and we can get things going. Release what's holding you down. Release the weight. It's not yours to carry. It may not look like it, but everything is working out perfectly. You may not be able to see it from your perspective. Something magical is waiting for you. Something better than you could have ever imagined. As soon as you release that weight, let go of that energy, it's taking up space. It's taking up the space that would allow that positive energy, that love, that light, that connection. You're pinching it off. Release the energy so it can enter. Isn't that a beautiful frequency? I'm 90% sure that that one is love. According to the bottom of the bowl, it is from Earthbound Trading. It is Om Mani Padme Hum. The Buddhists of Tibet believe that this invokes powerful benevolent attention and blessings of Chenerzig, which is the embodiment of compassion. I believe that compassion, that love, is that green, that heart chakra. And I also heard something interesting. I don't know if anybody else has heard it. If you have, let me know. And if you are listening to the recorded show, please comment and let me know if you have heard other people talk about using pink as well as green for the heart chakra, which makes sense. The heart chakra, we all think of love, pink. Rose quartz is pink, and it's the energy of that stone is of the heart chakra. But I was listening to another podcast and they were talking about that, and it was quite interesting. And that brings me to, again, it's all a matter of perspective. I think that's what we'll name this show, perspective. Yes, according to tradition, to all of the things you'll look up online or whatever, that the crown chakra is purple or indigo, and the third eye is purple, and the throat is blue, and the heart is green, and the solar plexus is yellow, and the sacral is orange, and the root is red. Yes, you will see those. However, what are you feeling? What are you thinking when you focus your energy and your thoughts and your everything into that chakral area. So for a moment, start with the root chakra, right? Sit up straight, right under your bum. Focus on your root chakra. What color do you see? That can indicate what you are vibrating in that area, what energy is emitting from that area, that color. So, and colors can mean different things. What does that color mean to you? What does that color mean to others? So, for instance, what if it's a little orangish? Maybe it's a little bit imbalanced, you know, maybe in order to brighten your root chakra, you need to go and put your feet on the ground and root yourself or whatever it may be. Is your root chakra brown? That would make sense to me as well, because that's the color of the earth, right? So just realize it is all a matter of perspective. Definitely rub with that card, right? It's all a matter of perspective, how we view things, how we see things, and how things are, how we interpret things. Okay. Our friends may get a message from a feather. A white feather means angels are with them. Okay, well, when you were young, you would go to the pond with your grandpa and feed the ducks, and they were always white. So when you see a white feather, that makes you think of grandpa. Grandpa's with you in that moment. Both are correct. Both of you are correct. Never discredit anybody else. Never discredit yourself. Again, the ego. Shift your perspective and see from spirit side, from source. You know there's no such thing as coincidence. Everything is synchronicity. We are all connected. Energy connects everything. There are monarch butterflies in the card, Rob. And hello, Ange. Thank you. We're cuddling her now. She woke up from her nap and she's sucking on her thumb and she's giving off that positive love and light energy to everyone out there. She absolutely loves the bowl. She's staring at it, and then she was holding the little mallet, I guess you call it. Thank you, Starseed, so much for joining me. I appreciate you. She's so adorable. I'm sorry. I got distracted. I appreciate you all for coming here. There are four butterflies. I shuffled again, so I don't know what the card says. It is in the picture, though. I appreciate you all for coming here to the Holy Shift Podcast. I am your host, Poetic, and we've pulled a few cards for our friends. We've played the singing bowl. We're having a good time today. We've got about 9 more minutes to hit the hour mark, and I think we'll end it there. If anybody has any questions or any insight, if anybody would like a reading, just let me know. Feel free to type in the chat. If you are listening to the pre-recorded podcast, and you're like, hey, I would totally love to come and get a free reading just to see if I might want to get a paid reading eventually. All you have to do is go to wholeeshift.com. You can go to Instagram or Facebook, Twitter. I'm on all of those platforms. If you're listening to the pre-recorded podcast, That means you are on Podbean already. In the future, we may be trying to get out there to the other platforms on the other, like Spotify and Apple. I need to look into that. So if you're listening on those and would like to be live and get a free reading, come to Podbean. You will see the Holy Shift podcast and you will follow it so that you can find out every time that I go live. All right, so in the podcast, we have a listener. I know it's a common thing. Our wonderful, wonderful friend Angie. I know it's a common thing, but butterflies, but whenever my daughter is around in my garden or anywhere, they follow her. She's had them sit on her feet. She's scared of them now. She can't fathom why they always come flying about. So what does she get? Let me answer that in a moment. So what intuition, what feeling does she get before she got scared of them? What would she think? What do they symbolize to her? So for me, they make me think of my grandma. She has butterflies all over her house. So I think of grandma instantly, and butterflies have come from a lot of crap. They've come from so much. They had one sort of life, and then all of a sudden they were thrust into this dark cave and made into goo, and then had to rebuild themselves into something beautiful. And even if they're not that beautiful colored monarch, even if, you know, they're not the male that is all the amazing, beautiful colors, even if they're just the white, beautiful butterfly or whatever color it may be, they've transformed and they've come from this beautiful thing has come from dark craziness. So ask her how she's feeling when she comes across them, or, you know, when you guys are together and there's a bunch of butterflies all over her. Ask her, you know, what were you thinking about right before those butterflies came? Or notice the conversation, and that will definitely tell you. I mean, do you have a connection with her and the butterflies? Like, did you happen to have a conversation with somebody while you were pregnant and that person's not here anymore about butterflies or something different to that effect like that? It may be something that you don't really remember, but all of a sudden it'll come to you later on now that you're thinking about it. It doesn't have to be the traditional meaning. If you find significance in it and it sticks with you, even if you don't realize the meaning of that symbol now, it will come to you later, or it will keep coming to you in the form of a symbol until you do realize the message. So if she's grown up, Ange, and you see him now, then that means she's thinking of you as she's protected, and she's, you know, maybe you should call her and see how she's feeling. Maybe she's thinking of you or needs a little bit of insight from mama. All right. So for the collective, what does the future hold for enemies? Now, so who is an enemy? So I could see my neighbor as an enemy is because they parked in my spot. Or, you know, it could be somebody could see Russia as, Ukraine could see Russia as the enemy. China could see Russia as a friend. I mean, there's different perspectives and who exactly is the enemy. Sometimes the enemy isn't necessarily an enemy. It's just a truth we're scared to face, or something in that other person is something that we don't want to face in ourselves. Enemies of humanity. Like, so we can be talking on the spiritual realm. Do you think aliens are the enemies of humanity? I personally feel like we are a different vibration of a soul of maybe what we think aliens are. I agree with Rob 100%. Jealousy, hate, fear, the absence of love. Those are all enemies of humanity. Fear and hate, I think, are the two ones that stand out for me. Because hate is actually fear of the unknown in a lot of instances. And fear is the same stick of love, it's just the opposite end. Same with hate. They're hate and fear similar in my energy and in how I feel it. Hate and fear are two of the same. And then love is on the opposite side. So what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to live in that hate and that fear? You're going to choose to love. So hate somebody and fear them for their differences. Hate and fear them for their differences. Or choose to love that and admire and maybe not envy, but admire, you know, somebody's difference. Love, again, like I said, is the opposite side of the same stick. It's the same stick, fear or love. It's just, or the, you know, fear is the absence of love. Thank you for liking the show. Thank you for sticking around. I appreciate you. Yes, we can be sitting in the middle and being scared to go either way too. You're scared to give love because you're scared you're not going to get it in return, even if that's something that I'm coming to the realization of. I give a lot of love. When I get in a relationship, when I care about somebody, when I am connected with somebody, I give a lot of love. And for a long time, I decided not to allow myself to be that vulnerable, to give as much as I did for fear of not getting it in return. That's when I decided I had to give myself that love. So no matter if I love somebody else too, in addition to, I was always receiving all of the love I deserve. I don't need anybody else to give me that love. I can give it to myself. Having somebody to join me and partner with in love would be great and would be an amazing journey. Yet, I'm not going to hold myself away from it with the possibility of having to be hurt again. Definitely. Love fearlessly, because you will always get it in return. If it's not from that person, that's fine. It'll come back to you in some way. We've got somebody. Oh, sorry. We've had one of the other children come in, and he's gotten kind of like a king him day. He got to get spoiled today, so he's just returning from his little day. I wasn't sure if it was who it was. I'm doing a podcast. Can you give me Give me 3 more minutes.
Like a ruined, like, aesthetic.
Go. My child is very humorous. All right, so what is humanity now? What defines humanity? That's a whole show in itself, Lit Spit. What defines humanity? I feel the capacity to love, some sort of human aspect in you, if you have the capacity to love. And isn't that fitting that my music came on right now? Somebody called me and the music came on. Oh, that's funny. I appreciate every single one of you for joining my podcast today live. I love you all. I appreciate you all, new and old friends. Please follow, please share. Let everybody know I'm going to be back, and it may not be as professional as I first intended, but winner is professionalism authentic. I love you guys. We're going to be authentic from now on, okay? I'll see you soon, and we'll do some more readings. Till next time, everybody, stay focused, shift your perspective, keep your energy elevated.